So I have a quick question for you. How have you been opening your cold calls? Do you usually open it up with kind of introducing yourself and asking how they're doing? Do you just introduce yourself, launch right into a pitch, maybe do something cute to get their attention? Now, truth be told, most sales reps really don't give a lot of thought to how they open their cold calls. And yet, it's really during those first few seconds that a decision is made. Now, that decision is not going to be whether or not they're going to buy from you. Wouldn't it be great if we were all that good that we can convince people within the first few seconds to buy from us? And the decision, also, it's not going to be about whether or not they're going to grant you that appointment. Again, we're too early into that call. But I think we can all agree on one thing. Within those first few seconds, that's when a decision is going to be made as to whether or not they're going to give you a few more seconds and at least hear you out. So my issue with beginning a cold call, with introducing yourself and going right into how are you. Now, it seems really innocent on the surface, and I'm here to tell you that for a really long time, that's how I opened my cold calls too. It was just kind of the way I think many of us were taught to work the phone. My issue with it, aside from it being incredibly typical, is that it has a way of telegraphing your punches. In other words, it kind of triggers a conditioned response because the recipient is saying, okay, this is a cold call. Right? It's kind of, and when they have that within the first few seconds, remember, the right people for us to be calling are people who are busy, where yes, that call is going to be an interruption, right? That's actually the ideal person. A person's actually busy, their business is thriving, they got a lot of things going on. And when you're dealing with really busy people like that, they have to make very quick decisions. They do it with their emails, right? They're certainly doing it with the cold calls that they receive. Whether or not this is something worthy of the interruption. So if we can all agree that a decision is actually made in those first few seconds as to whether or not they're going to hear you out, if we waste those few seconds on something like, how are you? Well, maybe it's not the best use of our time. So I want to give you a homework assignment. Whether you agree with what I said or not, I never see the downside in challenging our beliefs about things, whether it be about cold calls, whether it be about emails or selling methodology, right? There's really not a downside to just kind of challenging those beliefs. And hey, at the end of the exercise, if you still believe that's the best way to go, no harm, no foul. And I'm going to tell you, you're going to be way ahead of your peers because the average person just does what they do, right? Like that old saying, right? We've always done it this way. And I don't want you to fall into that. So here's your homework assignment. I want you to answer the following question. What can you say in the first few seconds of a cold call to capture the decision maker's attention? Let me run that back at you. What can you say in the first few seconds of a cold call to capture the decision maker's attention? That is part one of your assignment. Part two is to go to your sales manager. Hey, if you're a sales manager listening to this, you don't have to go to your sales manager, but the outcome should be the same. What I'm hoping that you'll do is either go to your sales manager, or if you're a sales manager, make a decision as to whether or not this should be the topic of discussion in your next sales meeting. And kick it around with your sales team. And just try to come up with other openings for a cold call. Because the whole point here, and at least what I've been trying to teach with everything that I do on the blog and over at yoursalesplaybook.com, certainly with a lot of the courses and the coaching that I offer, is how we can position ourselves apart from the competitors. And I think the secret to it is you know, maybe I should say spoiler alert here, but I think the secret is not to say and do the same things as everyone else. So let me leave you with one last thought. If you'd like some answers to that question, then by all means, you should come join us on September 2nd for a really cool webinar that we're going to be doing. And it's called 10 Ways to Open a Cold Call with Impact and 5 That Absolutely Suck. If you'd like to learn a little bit more about it, get some more info, please visit yoursalesplaybook.com/coldcall21. Now that's all one word, all lowercase, yoursalesplaybook.com/coldcall21. So get after that assignment, and I hope to see you in the webinar on September 2nd.